Yeah, pretty bad. Sorry about that. But, you know, it is Christmas time after all. And we need to bring you down from all the festivities and joy that you're feeling right now. Remind you that people like Joel Gilbert exist, with his stupid right-wing conspiracy films and his god-awful Bob Dylan imitation and this terrible tribute album that he produced, Highway 61 Revisited. Gonna end things tonight with music from Water of Life Ministries, down in Plano, Texas. This is the cult of Doyle Davidson, who is an abusive preacher, convinced that the spirit of Jezebel inhabits all who live in Plano, Texas. He's constantly yelling at his congregation, trying to get the spirit of Jezebel out of them. But he has succeeded in getting them to kill their kids. A few children have died as a result of the insane ramblings of this man. He doesn't believe in medicine, so a lot of kids have died. I'm guessing they have a COVID problem over there. So that's what we're going to leave with. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Here is some old time religion from Water of Life Ministries.
See you. I stand amazed to think the King of Glory would come to live within this heart of man.
Oh, I marvel just to know he really loves me. When I think of who he is and who I am,
for he is
Lord. Hello, Don Kaiser here. That was Harry the Hipster Gibson on the piano with Opus 12 EEE, whatever that means. Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang opened up the show with the Wolf Wobber. So I just want WFMU to say, I want to say welcome to Plan B. What does that mean? Well, last week I played a recording that was so salacious, so over the line, so offensive to puritanical sensibilities that the station management, they wanted to suspend me. So they called me on the phone. They called me on the same phone number I've had since 1892. If you ever want to give me a call, you give me a ring. It's the phone number, same phone number since 1892. It's 6. Anyway, so they called me. I answered. They said I was suspended. Well, then a really funny thing happened. You see, there are 12 staffers on WFMU, 12 DJs, who are authorized to fill in for the old Kaiser show. Well, they all called in sick. Well, they weren't sick. They'd been bribed. As soon as I was informed that I would be suspended, I made sure to pay off all the qualified substitutes on the staff. Now, I can't mention their names, but I also can't reveal how I bribed them, except I will say that each had their own unique price. Okay, some wanted liquor, some wanted drugs. One wanted a hooker. That was a lady DJ, in fact. She demanded it. And some were happy with a pile of cash. Each price was quickly met. So, just want to say thank you to Rummy Delbarton, the richest man in Babylon. Now, look, we're going to move along in the program here. I have some Gus Bodenheim news, and then we're going to hear from Gus. He's going to be selling you something. He's our pitchman. Gus Bodenheim news, we mentioned that his forthcoming blockbuster novel, which is entitled Yes, That's My Rectum, it's going to be translated into a German language edition. Ja, das ist mein Rectum. Well, get ready for this. It turns out that his most recent blockbuster novel, A Fistful of Chuck, is also going to be issued in a German language edition. It's called Eine Handvoll Chuck. So far, no other publishing companies around the world have replied to the solicitation from Delbarton Books. They're the U.S. publisher. But he's trying to get other countries, foreign language editions. It's very strange. You'd think that no one's responded. You'd think the Bodenheim brand would spark a bidding war. Well, anyway, I don't know right now what's going on in Gus's life. He's generally a bubbling cauldron of tranquilizers, vodka, anxiety, and fear. It's always something. It's always 10-somethings. If only Gus could get in touch with his inner supermodel.
Hello, listeners. Gus Bodenheim here, and I've been invited to discuss an issue of personal significance. As you may know, thanks to someone with, let's just say, a very large mouth, I've freshly emerged with a new spring in my step from a very special facility, and I'd like to tell you a little about it. Over 100 years ago, a consortium of scientists, public officials, and other notables from the state of New Jersey shared Woodrow Wilson's dream, a dream called eugenics. But not just retail eugenics for the general population's feeble-minded and otherwise difficult citizens. No, this was to be an institution with the specific aim of safely sequestering and solving the Bodenheim problem. Yes, then as now, my family was regarded as America's most depraved brood, and consequently a cultural and public menace. Originally named Maxwell House, in tribute to the family's most well-known member, the facility eventually had to change its name due to incessant hassles from the man, becoming known with characteristic Bodenheimian conciseness as the Northeastern Bodenheim Urgent Care Health and Detox Nonprofit, ensuring zeal, zest, and renewal, or Nebuchadnezzar. Admittedly an unwieldy acronym, but after all those problems with the coffee fascists, we were taking no chances. Alas, after decades of poorly administered containment, nobly and optimistically intended to choke off the Bodenheim gene pool, state whistleblowers tooted the bad news. Long-term wanton inbreeding amongst the incarcerated had produced a population explosion. Teeming multi-generational hordes of arguably more degenerate Bodenheims, necessitating a vast expansion of the facility to a scale now rivaling that of Minnesota's famous Mall of America, albeit without all those great bargains.
I'm walking on air, for I've left all my blue days behind. I've learned how to care, and there's love, really love, on my mind. I'm the world's most happy creature, tell me what can worry be. I'm crazy about my baby, baby is crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was the teacher, and the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby, baby is crazy about me. Parson, get that book, hold it in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. It's an A1 combination, perfect he and she. Crazy about my baby, yes, baby is crazy about me. My baby's crazy about me. Here it is, babes. Your license number is 94136.
This is Beans now, fixing to play all the beautiful little numbers entitled Beans. He's playing this from General Resurrection to the Revolution. Now, the last time, y'all, when y'all hear this piece of music, now, ladies and gentlemen, I mean it's all right. Good morning, handy morning. That's something good people when you tell a joy. Good morning, that ain't no way to do. Just you come to my house, you won't find no doobies, no bone and bite. You won't find no doobies, no ham, no egg, no doobies, no bark and bite. They give you a bean for your breakfast, give you a bean for your dinner, bean for supper time. They give you fried beans, boiled beans, stew beans, baked beans, beans, brand, or yana, got sick for beating beans. Hold it down, the broad beans, and kill the black beans. Roll out a dripping for beans, 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 and the taste like beans. Tender, acre like beans,
beans, beans. They will work you like beans, too. Some lime and beans, beans, beans. Another fork and beans. Spoon sticking in the beans. They've been had a mill of beans, beans, beans. Old Katie had beans, beans. Some lime and beans. You seen the Ben's old beans. Adam had a mess of beans. Swave had beans. She had a garden full of beans. Old Nora had beans, beans. He had an ark full of beans. Father and Paul had beans, beans. Dumb lime and beans. I died from eating beans, beans, beans. Undertaker brought beans. Had a coffin full of beans. His hearse was full of beans, beans. To the graveyard eating beans. Dumb the grave and beans, beans. Let me down at bean strings. Curl me up at bean hole. Preach my funeral with beans, beans, beans. Preacher took his taste with beans. Sister read the hymn with beans. Bleed me the song beans. I'll swear to shout at beans. Bull liar had beans, beans, beans. St. Peter had beans, beans, beans. Then I got a reply from a heaven to hell. They were beans, beans, beans.
My name's Roy.
Well, come here, Roy, and get groovy. You been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown. What's uptown?
Pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out. All you've got to shout is, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to feel is, let me off uptown. Got those rib joints, got those tube joints, got those hem joints. Where could a fella go to top it? If you want to pitch a ball, and you can't afford a hall, all you've got to call is, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh Anita. Say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it ain't the heat. It must be that uptown rhythm. Because I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow!
Thank you.
That was Ruth Copeland. Sorry, Martha Copeland. Ruth was her sister. That was the Pawn Shop Blues from Martha Copeland. Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra did Blue Blazes. We heard Gene Krupa and his orchestra with Anita O'Day and Roy Eldridge. We used to have a word for Anita O'Day. That word was hot. Anyway, before that was Beans Hambone and El Moro, and they sang a song called Beans. And Fats Waller and his rhythm. That I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. This is Courtney. Old Codger here. Plan B this week. Heck, they couldn't get a fill-in for me, because I bribed them all. Anyway, you know, I often talk about Remy Delbarton, my friend. He starts all these companies. He's just such an impresario and an entrepreneur. He's also a member of the Ong's Hat Trusted Science Ashram. Now, he doesn't live with these crazy people. He just supports them. And he shares their outlandish beliefs. It's the Ong's Hat Trusted Science Ashram, just the OHTSA. These nut jobs, they live in down in Ong's Hat, New Jersey. They live in weathered gray shacks and Airstream trailers and recycled chicken coops and Indian-style teepees and mail-order yurts. And they live on the outskirts of Ong's Hat, New Jersey. That's right, on the outskirts. They don't live in Ong's Hat. The residents of Ong's Hat chased them out. They chased them out of town decades ago, and they won't let them back in inside the town limits. The town is protected against the TSA by the Ong's Hat Rod and Gun Club. Well, anyway, the founder of this cult was a shadowy figure, and his name was Baba Ganoush Bodenheim. There's no relation to anyone else named Bodenheim. The members of the Trusted Science Ashram, they're outcasts, but they ain't going nowhere. They're followers of tantric and shamanistic magic. They wear pelts. Even their underwear is made of animal skins. And they hold what are known as spirit dinners. These dinners consist of, but you don't want to know. But here's a clue. They all have a tattoo, the same tattoo. The tattoo says, "Let's eat grandma." Anyway, they subscribe to the theory of cognitive chaos. Well, what they claim is they call it a scientific and a philosophical system that asserts that patterns of thought can affect autonomic functions like tissue repair and aging. It can unlock the brain's unused potential, and it can even control matter itself. Well, the ashram, this Ong's Hat Trusted Science Ashram, it reeks. It reeks of dystopian mind control, and it smacks of social despotism. That's right. It reeks. And it smacks. Well, anyway, Rummy, the richest man in Babylon, he's been a generous financial supporter of the Trusted Science Ashram. Look, it's his money. He can waste it any way he wants. He certainly spends plenty of it supporting the Old Codger radio show by purchasing airtime for his dubious merchandise. Anyway, Gus Bodenheim now wants to finish up about that rehab clinic made up for his family. So here's part two of what he started talking about before.
Hello, it's Gus Bodenheim again, back to tell you the ongoing story of Northeastern Bodenheim Urgent Care Health and Detox Nonprofit, ensuring zeal, zest, and renewal, or Nebuchadnezzar, or, as it is known to me and my fellow alumni, Ol' Neb, sort of rhymes with low ebb. And after the low ebb I've previously described, Old Neb underwent a bold reimagining aimed toward the ultimate fulfillment of its acronymical mandate, minus, God willing, the part about non-profit. Today's Old Neb, or New Old Neb, is a vibrant, multidisciplinary humdinger of a wellness facility, subjecting Bodenheims of every DSM category to a variety of innovative therapeutics. Try these on for size. Cognitive behavioral therapy, designed to force functional recognition of the difference between one's elbow and a hole in the ground by any means necessary. multidimensional family therapy in which real or imagined relatives from various dimensions are contacted through a cunning combination of Ouija and psilocybin. Resentments are aired, ultimatums delivered, some never return. Who needs them? Motivational incentives such as sugary treats, belly rubs, and Facebook likes to spur small bursts of dopamine, serotonin, and/or oxytocin in order to quell the urge to escape. Augmented biofeedback, a complete set of American Tourister luggage, and a while-you-wait six-step program, boldly cutting in half the traditional 12-step rigmarole, placing the subject in the express lane to what is, after all, the only actual step, namely, knock it off. I'm here to tell you that it saved my sanity and made me a functional member of society. And here's where you come in. It would be a shame if some of the more treatment-resistant Bodenheims were forced out of the facility due to lack of funds. If they came to your neighborhood, won't you help?
Call 1-800-228-2221.
And remember, it's all about the Bodenheims.
Get
your ticket for the land of Beulah. Baggage coach will be left behind. Now's the time to get rid of your luggage. Handle no baggage on the heavenly line. Every weight that do be set us, every trial on my way. Don't have to let what the world say threaten me. I'm going on to heaven in the sanctified way. Fuel with you is the old-time religion. Holy Ghost is the final name. God the Father has charge of the thought of. Jesus conducts us to the heavenly land. Every weight that do be set us, every trial on my way. Don't have to let what the world say threaten me. I'm going on to heaven in the sanctified way. See no signal, lights by the wayside. Switchman's all will be on the train. Saxton crew, all the special agents will have their ticket for the heavenly land. Every weight that do be set us, every trial on my way. Don't have to let what the world say threaten me. I'm going on to heaven in the sanctified way. Be no need to wire your loved ones to meet you at the depot grand. My Father have millions of angels to meet the arrival of the heavenly train. Every weight that do be set us, every trial on my way. I don't have to let what the world say threaten me. I'm going on to heaven in the sanctified way. Jesus told me 1,000 years in heaven be to us as but one day. That's the reason I want to live holy, want to be ready for the judgment day. Every weight that do be set us, every trial on the way. I don't have to let what the world say threaten me. I'm going on to heaven in the sanctified way. Fuel we use is the old-time religion. Holy Ghost is the final name. God the Father has charge of the thought of. Jesus conducts us to the heavenly land. Every weight that do beset me, every trial on the way. Don't have to let what the world say threaten me. I'm going on to heaven in the sanctified way.
Thank you. this place. I'll bet you are too, Egbert, aren't you? Swimming round day in, day out. Always coming back to where you started from. Still, you know, one day you and I'll get our wish. See the world. Be champion, won't it? You know, once upon a time, there was a little fish, and he lived in a long, long stream. And to make his way to the great wide world was this little fish's dream. But a wise old trout who'd been about advised him what to do. He said fish's wishes won't come true if they dream the whole day through. So swim, little fish, swim on. Swim, little fish, swim on. We're two ambitious fishes, you and I. We'll get our wishes if we try, try, try. Swim, little fish, swim on. Swim, little fish, swim on. Blow little bubbles all the long day through. Show little troubles that they can't stop you. For everything worthwhile in life is hard to get, my friend. So don't give up and don't give in. It's worthwhile in the end. Swim, little fish, swim on. Swim, little fish, swim on. Swim, little fella, till your dreams come true. You'll meet the very little fish for you. You can be happy if you swim, 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 little fish, swim on. Swim, little fish, swim on. Swim, little fish, swim on. If you are weary at the river mouth, ask for a lift upon the next wave south. Swim, little fish, swim on. Swim, little fish, swim on. Be very careful and you'll find it pays. Mind how you cross the gulf and look both ways. A chap can get a good square meal and all that he can wish. The wise fish goes to smoky rows, a good pull in for fish. Swim, little fish, swim on. Swim, little fish, swim on. Always remember mother's good advice. Steer clear of fishes who are not quite nice. Do nothing fishy, fishy. Swim, 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 swim. Little fish, swim on. Good night.
That was George Formby. We just heard George Formby singing Swim, Little Fish, Swim On. That was George Formby, also strumming the ukulele. Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra, this is basically Bix Beiderbecke was on that. And Adrian Rollini, I think, and Eddie Lang. Oh, what a great all-star band, the Frankie Trumbauer Orchestra. They did Baltimore. Sister Callie Fancy did Go Into Heaven in the Sanctified Way. Clara Smith did How Am I Doing, all here on the Old Cards Radio Show, the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir, every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. here on WFMU. They call this a listener-supported station. And I have commercials every so often. Anyway, look, this is just part of the time of the program. A lot of people tune in. They ignore the rest of the show. They don't want to hear all the 70 RPM music. They want to hear the soundtracks from the major motion pictures that air on this program. Now, this one is a seasonal major motion picture, and I'm sure that you enjoyed this major motion picture in your childhood. It's called Alice in Christmas Wonderland. Now, who says I don't care about the holidays? Who says I'm Scrooge? Who says I don't have a sentimental bone in my body? Who? I said who? Speak up. I can't hear you. Oh, you. Shut the hell up. Yes, it's true, actually. But I like this major motion picture soundtrack so much. Now, this is very short because there are a lot of scenes with no dialogue and no music. So we just extracted the musical portions. Also, we have omitted the nude scenes and the legendary morphine-induced fantasy sequence. But we left in the part where the elves, the Christmas elves, celebrate in a drunken orgy. It's a very brief scene. Blink and you might miss it. Now, I want to tell you, this is the backstory of Alice in Christmas Wonderland. All the scenes of debauchery that we had to cut out were directed by Eric von Stroheim. Yeah, and they used real liquor and real elves. and professional harlots. Yeah, the original orgy scene, the way Von Stroheim directed it, was 2 hours long. But the studio took the completed footage from Von Stroheim and they cut it down to 14 seconds. Oh, Von Stroheim, he was livid. He demanded that his name be removed from the credits, and he always disowned his involvement in Alice in Christmas Wonderland. But his masterful touch is self-evident. So, but even on radio, without the visuals. So here's the soundtrack from the major motion picture, Alice in Christmas Wonderland.
Thank you.
That was Adrian Rollini. He was on the vibraphone. The Adrian Rollini Trio with Bimir Bis Dushane. Ruth Etting, before that, sang Love Letters in the Sand. The John Kirby Sextet with Sweet Georgia Brown and with soundtrack of the major motion picture, Alice in Christmas Wonderland, partly directed by Eric von Stroheim. Well, this is Courtney at the Old Codger. I'm going to be back next week doing it'd be the show after Christmas here on WFMU. So stay tuned for somebody else. I don't think it's... Maury's not here. Maury's Coney Island. Someone's is taken as a substitute tonight for Maury on the radio. So stay tuned for that. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. The station now signs off the air.
Some programs and portions of programs presented by this station are recorded. The entire broadcast schedule is a copyrighted original compilation work. No recording, retransmission, or other use may be made without the express prior written consent. Good night.
Thank you. And good evening, folks. Welcome to the island of Morricone. I'm Dave Mandel. I am filling in this evening for Devin, who's vacationing. And it's a thrill to be here playing music for you for the next hour. I have